Right, I'm joined on the line now by Monica Mark, who's in Freetown. Monica, you've been watching the reaction to today's verdict. Can you talk me through what you've seen?
Yeah, well, there's been about 300 people who've made their way to the special court to watch the verdict today. And there's definitely a feeling of relief that this trial, which has gone on for 10 years, has finally come to an end. But there's also, that's been tempered by a disappointment that today the verdict giving indicted Taylor for less serious charges of aiding and abetting rather than instigating the crimes he's been charged with, which means that his sentencing will be shorter than it would have been if he'd been charged with more serious instigating crimes. And there's also a sort of feeling of fatigue that it's going to take another 3 more weeks for him to actually be sentenced. People in Sierra Leone have been waiting for 10 years for this. They're tired. They want to move on with their life. And this is really the final chapter to put all of this sort of decade-long war to an end. So there's sort of a feeling of frustration, and also sort of relief that it's coming to an end.
Right. The verdict took a long time, and it included a lot of quite grisly details of the crimes which took place. What was the reaction amongst the people you were with as those details were being read out?
Well, the courtroom was very tense. There were a lot of victims of the war here, and people who had had limbs amputated, people who'd seen their sisters being raped. I was speaking to one man who had 2 arms amputated after he tried to fight rebels who had come to rape his 14-year-old daughter. And as some of the charges were being read out, he looked visibly shaken. People who've made an effort to come here today, clearly this is, it's still very important for them. There was definitely a feeling of tension in the room, and you could sort of sense some disappointment when Taylor was acquitted of some of the charges. But I think for most Sierra Leoneans, they just want to move on from this whole episode in the country's history. So they're sort of happy that today's come, and they're just sort of looking forward to this whole thing being closed.
And even now, I suppose that the legacy of the war can still be seen everywhere there.
Yeah, Sierra Leone is making a big effort to move on, to change the image it has of being a sort of crime, a war ravaged country, and it's made big strides in doing that. But of course, there's a war that goes on for 10 years. It's going to take a long time to eradicate some of the trauma that's created. And what we're seeing today, for example, is there's a huge skills gap. A whole generation was lost to the war. They can't find employment because they weren't able to go to school for 10 years. And the country is doing its best to get back on its feet, but obviously the challenges are pretty enormous. And I think people feel that once this verdict has been given, once Charles Taylor has been sentenced, they can sort of close the door on that chapter, and that can help. That will be a big step in helping to change the image of the country.